Day 2010. Friends, it's going to take a massive move of God, beginning with our return to Him. Repentance. 1630, almost 400 years ago, an attorney by the name of John Winthrop warned us of the circumstances that we are now facing. He said that if we would obey God and the purposes for which He had ordained this nation, that we would find that the God of Israel was among us, and the Lord would make our name a praise and a glory, for we must consider that we would be like a city set on an hill. But he said, if we deal falsely with our God in this work, and so cause Him to withdraw His present help from us, we shall be made a story and a byword throughout the world, and we will be open the mouths of enemies to speak evil of the ways of God and all believers in God, and we will shame the faces of many of God's worthy servants and cause their prayers to be turned into curses upon us till we are forced out of the new land where we are going. That's this country, friends. And so, he brought a final admonition to the people before he unloaded those four boatloads of Puritans, quoting the scripture, and I want to share it with you now. He said, "Beloved, there is now set before us life and good, death and evil, in that we are commanded this day to love the Lord our God and to love one another, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments and His laws and the articles of our covenant with Him, that our God may bless us in the land whither we go to possess it. But if our hearts shall turn away so that we will not obey, but shall be seduced and worship other gods, our pleasures and profits, we shall surely perish out of the good land. Therefore, let us choose life, that we and our seed may live, by obeying His voice and cleaving to Him, for He is our life and our prosperity." If we want to see the flame of freedom, freedom's holy light, begin to shine brightly across the seven seas and the seven continents again, it's going to begin with you and with me as we make these important choices for such a time as this. Thanks for joining us. I want to urge you to get a copy of my book, Renewing the Soul of America. You'll find John Winthrop's entire model of Christian charity in the appendix of the book. It is critical for our understanding. This is a $17 book endorsed by 38 national Christian leaders, and your gift of only $10 to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands today. What a book for such a time as this. A book filled with reality, but also with huge gulps of hope. So, call us at 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries, or get it on our website, saveus.org, Renewing the Soul of America, one person at a time, beginning with you. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crossmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, of the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday. And so if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there are so many things going on today. And I thought maybe we'd start out just talking about the what's going on down in the Gulf of Mexico. And there's a fascinating article appeared on Prison Planet. And I will tell you, Alex Jones and his staff have done a great job of getting a lot of information together about what's going on down there. Information you won't hear elsewhere. And, of course, there's other information. For instance, we hear about all the stock that was actually sold shortly before the catastrophe. Nobody has mentioned a company named Vanguard. And, of course, Vanguard, well, it just so happens that President Obama has a great deal of money in a blind trust with Vanguard. And just a few days before the British Petroleum fiasco, Vanguard sold $1.5 million worth of shares, 1.5 million shares of British Petroleum, and saved their investors hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. Of course, we know that Peter Sutherland, who was the CEO, member of the Trilateral Commission, the CEO of British Petroleum left, went to work for Goldman Sachs, and they sold a large number of shares. I think 46 or 42% of their shares in British Petroleum just a few days before before this accident. And then Mr. Hayward, who was this replaced Mr. Sutherland, he sold a lot of his shares in British Petroleum just before the accident. So you can't help but wonder, did they possibly have advanced knowledge? And, of course, as you get into this more and more, you'll find out that it was Halliburton. And just a couple of weeks before this, remember, Halliburton is Dick Cheney's concern. Dick Cheney, who had never held a job in his whole life other than working for government. And then, of course, when the Clinton administration came in, why, of course, Dick Cheney left the government. And he went to work for Halliburton, but he didn't go to work as certainly on the board or, as a manager. He became the CEO, the top dog at Halliburton, with no experience in this field at all. Suddenly, he's head of Halliburton, and he was there then until he was asked by President Bush, or I should say, George Bush, after it became obvious he was going to become the president. I mean, Dick Cheney was put in charge of a committee to evaluate everybody in the country to see who would be a good candidate for vice president. And after evaluating everybody in the country, Dick Cheney came to the conclusion that the best man to become vice president was Dick Cheney. So he became vice president. He really ran, of course, the Bush administration. He comes from the Trilateral Commission. He is a vile and evil man. If you haven't read the book, The Transformation of America, The Transformation of America by Kathy O'Brien, who was a sex slave for the CIA, and the section on Dick Cheney, it said that when his daughter, Lynn Cheney, who was a lesbian, was given the book and read it, she said, well, nothing about Daddy would surprise me. And this may well explain why this unfortunately young lady doesn't like men at all. And these things happen. It's unfortunate. But Dick Cheney is a vile and evil man, and it was his corporation that actually was supposed to cement the well. And so for some reason, they just didn't do a good job, and that's why all the problems developed. It was Dick Cheney's Halliburton company that was in charge, and they'd only owned the company for a few weeks. Isn't that interesting? We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let's go to Tony, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Tony. How are you doing?
Hi, Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I've been wanting to talk to you since Monday, but you had guests and they were talking, so I said I'll wait till Wednesday. I know Wednesday is open phone. But Sunday night I'll listen to the radio, and I heard this guy. Have you ever heard of Ray McGovern?
Yes, I have. He was
right.
With the CIA for 27 years. Yeah, interviewed him.
Yeah, boy, he dropped a bombshell.
What did he say?
He said that Blackwater got a contract in Afghanistan for $100 million a year. Now, Blackwater changed the name, but it's still Blackwater.
Yeah, they call it ZXE, something like that. Go ahead.
And he said Panetta will have a hard time trying to explain this.
Well, you have to understand, I happen to know Leon Panetta. I ran against him for Congress in 1988, and I will say that Leon Panetta is one of the most dishonest, treacherous people I've ever met. I never, as that old saying, you know, I never met a man I didn't like until I met Leon Panetta. But go right ahead.
And he said that that Blackwater, would you, they bid at the lowest bid. Okay, $7 million lower, this group Blackwater, you know.
And basically, you know that these things are all rigged, and of course, the establishment is in bed with this group of murderers. These are professional killers, or professional assassins. They're hired mercenaries, and of course, you know, they've been working as a subsidiary of the CIA for a long period of time, but they can't let the American people know that we've got people working for the CIA go around killing people.
He said they couldn't get anyone else to protect the diplomats over there in Afghanistan, so they had to get them. And so he said, well, why would you hire the mafia? Just because they bid it lower?
I think that's a very, very good point. Well, anyway, Ray McGovern's a good man, and I really should
get him
back
on. Have you had him on your show?
Yes, I've had him on. I should get him on again.
Have him on again.
I will. I'll try to get him on.
I really enjoyed him.
All right, fine. Anything else you want to say, Tony?
Just that about Dick Cheney. You're right on it.
If you haven't read the book, The Transformation of America, we've heard about Dick Cheney, of course, going hunting with one of his friends and shooting him in the face.
I remember.
But you ought to read about what Kathy O'Brien has to say about
it. Kathy O'Brien?
She wrote the book, The Transformation of America. It's called The Transformation of America.
I'll get that book.
God bless. Okay, thanks so much for calling, Tony. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. That was Tony calling from Michigan, and we're going to be back here in just a moment. And we're going to be welcome your calls from out across America here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We actually had Tony calling from Michigan during the break, and she was commenting on having heard of Ray McGovern, who had spent 27 years working for the CIA, on another radio program talking about how the government had actually hired the Blackwater. They changed their name, but they're a group of their professional mercenaries, the professional assassins and killers, having hired them to guard the diplomats in Afghanistan, $100 million contract, something like that. And Leon Panetta said, they were the low bidder. That's why we gave them the bid. It may be more than $100 million. I don't know how it was, but certainly these are groups that these are professional killers who work for the Central Intelligence Agency. They just can't tell the American people that. That's Blackwater. They changed the name. They call themselves ZXE, but it's the same organization. Incidentally, Mr. Prince, who is head of that, is moving over to one of the Arab nations right along the Persian Gulf because they have no extradition there because there's a lot of lawsuits being filed against him and perhaps even murder charges for what his people he employed were doing. And then there was, of course, a matter of them illegally getting automatic weapons and all sorts of weapons, pretending that they were doing this at the behest of the CIA, and they really weren't. They were a private mercenary army. So Mr. Prince supposedly is selling this and moving where he can't face extradition because an awful lot of people were shot over in Afghanistan by people working for Blackwater. But they, of course, get off, and they kill them in Iraq as well. But, of course, when you work for somebody who works for the CIA, why, you're above the law. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We started out talking about what's going on down in there in the Gulf of Mexico and pointing out the prison planet. Alex Jones' organization has done a great job of putting together information. And one of the things, of course, they put it to is the sale of stock in British Petroleum very, very shortly before the tragedy occurred and before the blowing up of the well and certainly the sinking of the platform there, a deep horizon. And believe me, it's a very deep at the present time. It's down about a mile. A half a billion dollar rig has simply been destroyed. And but anyway, of course, there are a lot of things that suggest that maybe this did not just happen by accident. It's sort of like it was before the September 11th attack. There were a lot of people who were suddenly shorting American Airlines stock and United Airlines stock, and as if they knew that they were going to drop dramatically in a few days. And then, of course, when we track that out, what do we find out? It was people associated with the Central Intelligence Agency who were shorting American Airlines stock and United Airlines stock immediately before the September 11th, 2001 attack on the World Trade Center. And in a similar manner, of course, a number of people, whether it be Vanguard, whether it would be Goldman Sachs, whether it would be Tony Hayward, CEO of the British Petroleum, they were all selling stock immediately beforehand. Well, then, of course, the Halliburton link. Halliburton had just bought a corporation known as Boots and Coots just a few weeks before the British Petroleum fiasco. And then the British Petroleum reported that there was some undocumented tampering with the well sealing equipment shortly before this happened. Who was tampering? Well, we don't know. And then, of course, the government is using this tragedy to get through their carbon tax limitations, and these, of course, are dedicated to the destruction of our economy. And when you understand there really are people who want to destroy the American economy, who want to impoverish our people, who want to ship our jobs offshore and to outsource our jobs and to bring in certainly workers from other countries under H-1B visas to take American jobs and drive the market down and bring in illegal immigrants to lower our living standards, that's what it's really all about. And we don't need the illegal immigrants to work in the fields. We could have the Becerra program like we used to, where Mexican workers could come into the country and work in the fields and go back again. But they did away with it. It was a very effective program. They didn't want a solution. They wanted a problem. And, of course, they say, oh, well, my goodness, who's going to work in the fields? Well, we could always bring people in to work in the fields. It is taking the other jobs that's so significant. And we have probably close to 20 million, maybe even 30 million illegal immigrants. We don't know how many there are there. And, of course, what's the solution? Why we're going to have every American have to carry identification papers. And, of course, if you do you really think they're going to stop illegal immigration? Of course not. They want a multicultural, they want a multilingual society. They want to change this nation. They want to be able to play one racial group against the other. And they want to impoverish the American people. This is what it's all about. If you don't believe it, get the Earth Charter. You can get it on the Internet by calling 1-800. Oh, pardon me, get it on the Internet. Go to your search engine and type in Earth Charter, and you can read point 10A, and you'll understand they want to redistribute your wealth to other nations, not the wealth of the elite who run the nation, but there is these people are dedicated to this idea of a one-world government, and behind that are the powerful spirits or forces that energize the people who rule America today and control both of our political parties, our banking system, our corporations, our media, and the reality of a vast majority of the American people. Well, let's go to Herman, who's calling. And once again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think. Are you concerned about the fact that they're talking about using a nuclear bomb out there in the Gulf of Mexico? And they really are considering doing this, ladies and gentlemen. This is not just just idle gossip. They're really thinking about using a nuclear device to seal off the well, because when the Russians did the same thing, why, of course, but they were drilling for natural gas, not for oil, and they were on dry land, not down almost a mile in the ocean. But they had 5 wells that went on, caught fire, and they were able to seal 4 of them with nuclear devices. The fifth one just kept burning and burning and burning for 7 or 8 years until it finally burned out. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What would you like to talk about? And incidentally, we're going to have a week from Friday on this program from 8 to 10. A gentleman, a John Christian Writer, who's an investigative reporter, works for the Washington Times, Human Events, but he's got an amazing story. If you really want to know what's going on there in the Gulf, you'll want to hear our program a week from Friday with John Christian Writer. Well, hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Okay. Earlier this evening, I heard an interview on John Loeffler's program called Steel on Steel, and any listener can Google that in. But he had a gentleman from the Institute of Energy Policy Research, and he pointed out that the deep-sea rigs, oil rigs, cost over $500 million. The one that was lost there at Deep Horizon will cost $750 million to replace. They can't be built overnight. It takes years to order them. And we have 33 in the Gulf of Mexico, and they have to pay huge daily fees for their upkeep to the banks and the investors. And now that there's a moratorium for 6 months, as he pointed out, it will not be 6 months because with new regulations, it'll probably be at least a year. Now, a year will bankrupt a lot of those exploration companies. And these rigs are on ships. They can be moved. And many of them are now negotiating to get out of their leases because of the government policy, and they will be moved overseas. Two contracts have been signed to send them to Israel. Some are going to Africa. The representatives of Angola are in Houston right now negotiating to get theirs moved. Brazil is getting some. And the bottom line, folks, is once these rigs are gone from U.S. waters, they will not come back.
Well, I think you have to realize, Herman, that this is what this is all about. I mean, Barack Obama has always hated offshore drilling, and then suddenly he says, oh, we're going to have offshore oil drilling, we're going to get permission for it, we're going to become energy independent. And I'm saying, why would he be saying that? He doesn't want us to be energy independent. He wants to get us out of our cars. He's going right along with this whole cap-and-trade idea that says that CO2 is a toxic gas. I mean, certainly an important part of the very chain of life for human beings. I mean, we exhale CO2. Do away with the CO2 would be to kill off most of the people and the animals in the world. But then, of course, you wouldn't have any flowers or vegetables or trees because they're dependent upon CO2. But Obama is going along with this. So why did he say it was all right to have offshore oil drilling? Is it possible he knew that very shortly he was going to put a ban on offshore oil drilling? I mean, he talks against nuclear power, and then he suddenly says he's going to allow nuclear power. He has no intention of allowing nuclear power any more than he said that there are not going to be any increases in taxes. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that after 2013, according to the Obama or Kevorkian health care bill, that you're going to have to pay a 3.8% tax if you sell your home? Let me repeat that. You're going to have to pay a 3.8% tax after you sell your home after the year 2013. If you don't believe it, go up on the Internet and check it out. And this is from the president who said, I'm not going to increase your taxes. You have nothing to worry about, only the very rich. Well, I guess you must be very rich if you own a home, because if you sell your home, you're going to pay a 3.8% tax when you sell your home after the year 2013. So you know very well that you can tell when President Obama is lying because his lips are moving, and unfortunately this is a tragic thing to say about the man who's in the White House today. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
And he just was mentioning an article that had just appeared, and I just heard about this, and basically it was talking about the people who were actually working to clean up the oil spill from the Valdez there in Alaska that occurred, what, about a decade ago. And, of course, it was pointing out that they were using some sort of a chemical dispersant to liquefy the oil that was on the rocks and on the beaches. And according to this article, and I haven't read it, but this is what people are saying, why, of course, everyone who worked there, employed cleaning up the oil spill, is now dead. Is that true? Well, maybe somebody could check it out on the Internet and see if it is. If it is, it's a frightening thing because, of course, they're using dispersants there in the Gulf of Mexico. They've put in over 2 million gallons of this so far, and of course into the Gulf of Mexico. And this is so toxic that it's not allowed to be used in Great Britain, where British Petroleum is based, but they're allowed to use it here in America. Anything else you wanted to mention, Herman?
No, just to keep your eye on the news here.
All right, if somebody out there listening to Radio Liberty, look that up, and this is an article that just came out. It just, I would use your search engine of Valdez workers, Valdez cleanup dead, something like that, in your search engine. Let's see if we can get somebody to call in with the details of that article. I just heard about it this afternoon. Well, let's go to Roman, who's actually Roman. Is that you?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Dr. Stan, I only caught a little part of this. I came in a little late on your broadcast. I am in the state of Ohio, and I am in the city of Columbus, Columbus, Ohio. Columbus is the capital city. And I want to say a couple of things about this transportation and rebuilding railroads and all that and getting people out of their cars. The governor of this here state happens to be a Democrat. The mayor, I'll call him mayor, I don't know if he's mayor or villa or city president or whatever. Anyway, he's also a Democrat. And one of the things that both of them are pushing is all of this, they want to rebuild the railroads again.
Right.
And if that isn't good enough, you know, they completely leave aside that all of the railroad stations have been took out and, you know, destroyed years ago. They and they say stupid things like bullet trains. And I listened to these people, and I said they have no concept of transportation or what it costs or the whole background of a bullet train.
Well, I think you have to understand that in a place like Japan, a very, very small little islands, why, they do have the bullet trains, and they work fine. But
right.
Here we have roads, we have cars, we have long distances to travel, and, of course, it would be prohibitively expensive. And right now, this is not what people want. They want to use their cars. But you see, there is an organized effort to get us out of our cars, to drive up the cost of gasoline and diesel. And then, of course, we're going to get you an electric car, but then they're going to drive up the price of electricity. What it's really all about is getting you out of your car, getting you onto a bicycle, and taking you out of where you live now and getting you into a sustainable housing unit where you won't need a car, where you can live on the upper floors, you can work on the first floor, you can shop on the ground floor. They want to redo society, and you must understand, if you read Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century put out by the United Nations, or here in Santa Cruz, where it was originally experimented on, this is the master plan. They're going to force you out of your car. They're going to force you out of your home. It's all about force, because they're so much smarter, they know what's best for you.
Right, and I'm glad you said all that, because I know that, and I want the people that are listening to understand what you say. Now, to add insult to injury, the city in which I live in, which is the capital city of Ohio, the mayor also wants to rebuild a streetcar line, which the streetcars were taken out years and years ago. And again, this is get you out of your car, put you in, they call it an electric trolley car, but it's a modern day design of a streetcar. So, I mean, it's like these guys are in lockstep with one another with getting you out of your car.
But you have to understand there is a secret agenda. Well, it's really not secret. You can read it, but you're never going to hear about it, you know, from the controlled media or these people who
exactly.
pretend to be
well,
conservative, who are supposedly are such good friends, who love America, who go
right.
on television and weep when they read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. But it's all a facade, because they're never going to tell you the real truth. There's a small group of very evil men who want to transform America, who want to create a sustainable America. Go ahead.
Right. I'm glad you're on there, and just keep saying what you're saying, because some people that just turn in your radio station, they just don't get it yet.
Well, I mean, okay. We're just going to keep talking as long as God gives us the breath and as
exactly.
long as we can.
Right. Keep going. Every last breath. Keep fighting. Okay, Dr.
God bless. Thanks so much. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and right now we've got Dean calling from the Bay Area. Hi, Dean. How are you doing?
Doing good, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Got a lot to be thankful for.
So do I. I called because last night, I believe it was, you interviewed a guest who wrote a book about Alan Greenspan.
Yes, that was Fred Sheehan. The book is A Panderer to Power. Panderer to Power. And it's really a very good book. It gives the background of Alan, and certainly it doesn't get into the Trilateral Commission or the fact that he socializes with David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger. He's one of the elite who really runs the world, and the fact that they paid him $8 million for his book. They only gave the Pope, you know, $8 million when he wrote a book, but Alan Greenspan got $8 million. It's known as, for services rendered. He gave a talk to Lehman Brothers, and he got $250,000 for giving a little talk to the people at Lehman Brothers. That must have been an awfully good talk, don't you think? But anyways, it was a good book, Panderer to Power by Fred Sheehan.
Fine. My comment was, I have watched Alan Greenspan. I've stood in a room watching a television, paying attention, listening to Alan Greenspan, and at the end of it, I always wonder, what did that guy just say?
But you have to understand, Dean, that was done intentional. He always talked in such ways, when you asked him a question, it was always an evasive answer. He was a genius at that, and he's said publicly, if you heard what I said, you think you understand it, you obviously are wrong. So basically, he had mastered the technique of talking and not saying anything.
And if anyone is listening tonight, can call in and correct me. Please allow me to be corrected, because I have paid attention to him, I have listened to him, and I cannot make sense out of a sentence.
But you're not supposed to. And once you understand that, it all makes sense. As with so many things today, if you really understand it, why something's wrong with you, hang on, then we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line here on Wednesday, and always one of my favorite times of the week. We have Dean calling from the Bay Area, and he says he's watched Alan Greenspan. We had a program here, I think it was last night or the night before, with a Fred Sheehan, who's written a very good book, a call Panderer to Power. It's the story of Alan Greenspan, and Dean has said he's sat and he's listened to Alan Greenspan testifying before Congress, answering questions, and when he gets all done, he shakes his head and he says, what did that man say? And I simply pointed out that Alan Greenspan didn't want you to understand what he was saying. He always talked in gobbledygook so that you couldn't understand, and even comments on this in his own book, The Age of Turbulence, and publicly has said, if you understand what I'm saying, you obviously are mistaken. So then here's a man who's very devious. He was very powerful. He was a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers. But he did everything he could to destroy our economy. And to this day, I do not know why. Now, it could be that he's simply an evil man, like the people he was associated with. Or maybe he felt that the only way to regain our freedom was to destroy the system that created an artificial affluence. If you read my little pamphlet, it's called Financial Meltdown. It's a compilation of five of the newsletters. I address this very issue that you're talking about, Dean. And I come to the conclusion, one or two reasons. Alan Greenspan intentionally destroyed the economy because he was a traitor to our country and is dedicated to world government. Or Alan Greenspan intentionally destroyed our economy because he was one of the greatest patriots of all time. And to this date, I have no idea which answer is correct. Anything else, Dean?
Well, yeah, I have a second comment, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
It's about the oil spill. And just to back up for only a second, I know that a long time ago, a river caught on fire. And I think that if you dump enough oil into the bay, it would actually catch on fire if you had an ignition device, something like a nuclear explosion. And what it would do would sets the entire Gulf of Mexico on fire, you would have a fire that could not be put out and a smoke cloud equal to nuclear winter.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, we're going to have a very good guest a week from this Friday, and I hope you'll be listening.
It would be continued to be fed by oil pumping out of there that is frightening me to death.
Oh,
I'm scared. At this point, I've been concerned, I've been worried, I'm frightened.
Well, but remember, they're playing games with our minds. I believe this. They could have stopped this thing initially. We did an interview with a geologist recently, within the last week, who said, you know, if you just at the very beginning, when they had that big dome they put over the top of it, they had a large exit so they could have gotten the oil out. And they could have done that. They could have solved the whole problem. On the fourth or fifth day, they did not. They've never tried to solve the problem. They want the problem. And, of course, you may very well be right. Maybe what they're going to do is even make it worse. But we're going to have a great guest. He's a week from this Friday. His name is John Christian Reiter. He's an investigative reporter. So listen a week from this Friday from 8 to 10 here on the Pacific Coast. I think you'll be shocked. I think you'll be even find that many of your fears are justified. God bless. And thanks so much for calling, Dean. Okay, let's go to Tim, who's calling from Chicago. Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. Boy, you mean we're going into another catastrophe, Hurricane Alex?
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, we've got the war coming up over there in the Near East and the Far East. And then we've got the collapse of our economy. I should say the Near East and the Middle East. And then we've got the impending total financial collapse of our economy and certainly the possibility of trade wars. But go ahead.
Well, they come up and government orchestrated diversions. But I want to comment, you know, it's frustrating every day as a Christian to know that Luciferian child molesters are ruling our country, from Henry Kissinger to Alan Greenspan. They're all corporate agents. But here we have 4th of July. We should at least have 500,000 to a million men marching on Washington. Either have him leave, impeach, whatever, we'll throw you out physically. We know that they're all traitors. And they're, like you say, they're going to bring us down to our knees financially is the only way they can do it. We need to find some tall trees and some short rope like our forefounders, fathers would do here.
I think what we need to do is educate the American people to the point where they're going to say, we're not going to put up with this. And we need for the people in the military and the police to understand what we really need to do is let people understand that they've rigged the elections, they falsify the elections, they can flip these elections electronically. We need to demand that every election be with a piece of paper and we can check it to make sure they're honest. And then we need to expose these evil and wicked people. You're absolutely right, but we're not going to lynch them. What we need to do is work within the system and expose them for what they really are. Anything else, Tim?
Well, one quick thing, Dr. Stan, I learned recently that there's a no-fly zone over this so-called disaster oil spill. It's a big scam. They could take a big tank of a plexiglass tank, pump up some brown goop. We don't know.
Well, I do believe there's oil there. There's so much disinformation they're putting out, Tim. They got it so confused, and I've seen these same articles that say there is no oil spill. It's all a charade. There's no problem at all. I don't believe that. I believe there is a problem. However, I think that they're doing everything to be sure that it is not addressed properly. Anything else, Tim?
Well, I appreciate you, sir. Thank you very
God
much.
God bless. And let's go to bye-bye. Jimmy calling us from Florida. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Jimmy. How are we doing?
How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing just fine.
I came in a little late tonight. You were talking about a 3.8% tax. And I missed the name of that bill you were talking about.
Well, this is the what I like to call the Kevorkian health care bill, but it's really the Obama health care bill. And there is, after 2013, if you sell your home, one, there's going to be a 3.18% tax on the sale of your home. It's over 3%. Now, that won't go into effect until after 2013, but when Obama tells you, I'm not going to raise your taxes, he was simply lying. He knows what's in that legislation. And if you sell a home that's going to be, you know, what, $400,000, you're going to be paying, what, about $15,000, if it, I think it's maybe 3.8%, it'll be about $15,000 of tax you're going to pay when you sell your home. And this is the law today, and the fact you've never heard of this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think.
Well, I thought the health care bill had already passed.
It does. It has. It's the law. But you've never heard about this tax, but go up on the Internet. Maybe somebody could look it up for me. But I've heard of this. I read about this just this evening. And this is a part of the health care bill. And, of course, this is going to be used to help offset all the other expenses. You see, Medicare is bankrupt. Medicare was a Ponzi scheme from the very beginning, and it would have gone on pretty well, except they had taken the money that came in with excess and invested it, but they didn't. They spent it all. All that there is in the Medicare Trust Fund is IOUs from a government that doesn't have any money. It's having to borrow $5 billion a day. So basically, then we've got another 75 million baby boomers who are going to be retiring, and they're going to be starting to retire next year, and they're all going to be eligible for Medicare. And so basically they've got to come up with the money. If they can't kill them all off, why are they going to have to come up with the money? So they've got to tax you, and that money's going to be used to offset the expenses of Medicare.
So in other words, this is already law. Most people just don't know about it.
That's absolutely right.
Okay. My other question was this afternoon, when you had Joyce on, she said Orange Beach, Alabama, Louisiana. She was talking about Orange Beach, Alabama.
I appreciate so much. Are you the gentleman who called in to correct that? Because I don't know at all, but Joyce is usually pretty right. But listen, when you do as much talk as she does or I do, once in a while you do make a mistake. And we always appreciate people calling in and correcting us. So that's Orange Beach, Alabama, where the mayor, who is very, very concerned because a lot of people in the city are getting sick.
His name is Tony Keenan.
Okay.
I'm calling from Florida.
I see.
But I'm originally from Alabama, and I'm real familiar with that area, Dan. I've been around it all my life.
Right. Well, what are you on the east or west coast of Florida?
I'm in Jacksonville.
I see. Well, any problems in Florida from the oil spill at all?
Well, these people down here, they got the head of them. They act like they're not worried about anything, but I think they're going to be in for a rude awakening.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. I have heard some talk about some the rain, a little oily when it was coming down, but my concern, of course, is the material that they're putting in there to actually break down the oil. If this gets into the rain, we don't know what effect it'll have. We're just going to have to wait and see. Maybe they're just scaring us to death. Maybe it's not going to be a non-incident. But I got a feeling this is going to be a very serious incident. I think they are intentionally not addressing this because they want the incident. They don't want a solution. If they had a solution, how could they stop offshore oil drilling? How could they get the cap and trade bills? How could they get the Kyoto Protocol ratified, which would do nothing but to destroy our economy? Because the Chinese and the India, which are the largest polluters in the world, they're not going to be affected by it. So basically, it's all aimed at destroying America. When you understand that, it all makes sense. And you can understand why Barack Obama, who attended a church headed by Jeremiah Wright, who hates America. Have you ever heard his speeches? He would say, G.D. America, G.D. America. He hates America. And for almost 15 years, while Barack Obama was there in his church, obviously he had to agree with the sermons. He knew exactly what it was about. It's an intense hatred of America, never to destroy this once great Christian nation. But maybe God is going to use these people to get people's attention. And only when we lose our affluence, when we begin to lose our freedom, when we begin to feel the hand of tyranny here, well, we understand how important freedom is. And maybe at that point, people return to God again. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
I just think this all still is, I think it is a it is a lot worse what they're telling us, and I think they're going to use it every way they can to pass laws to take away our rights and taxes.
You're absolutely right. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling, Jimmy. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our next guest is Carlos from Carson. Hi, Carlos. How are you doing? Haven't heard from you in some time.
Well, I've been in Mexico, taking a little vacation, a little needed vacation. But, Dr. Stan, I agree with you that this oil spillage may be a deliberate effort. I go to the movies quite often because I begin noticing 2 to 3, 4 years ago that the movie industry puts out some rather esoteric signals, which they're trying to give us some kind of a message. And I remember about a year ago in March, I went to see a movie named Knowing with Nicolas Cage on it. And in the movie, there's a scene, he's watching television, there's a scene where they're talking about an oil drill blowing up in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, how coincidental is that?
Well, I think a lot of coincidences. It's sort of like, when they had the Three Mile Island accident, they just happened to have a movie come out exactly at the same time. It was called The China Syndrome with Jack Lemmon and Hanoi Jane Fonda there. And, of course, it was all about this nuclear power plant explosion, and they were afraid it was going to go off and burn all the way down through to China. That's why they called it The China Syndrome. What amazing timing. Just when Three Mile Island came out, why this movie came out, and they convinced the American people we couldn't have nuclear power. Everybody else in the world could, but we couldn't have nuclear power in America. I believe that this was set up from the very beginning. Three Mile Island was a non-incident. More people died in the backseat of Ted Kennedy's car at Chappaquiddick than died, during Three Mile Island or were injured by it. But we couldn't let the American people know, and then, of course, what happened at Chernobyl was the most ridiculous thing in the world. Instead of having a containment vessel for the nuclear power plant, they had a warehouse with a tar and gravel roof. So that, of course, what they had was not a nuclear explosion, but they had a steam explosion disseminating radioactive graphite all over the area, and that's what created the problem. But this could not happen in an American plant because every American nuclear plant has that big dome containment vessel. And, of course, then they say, well, look at Chernobyl. It could happen in America. No, it couldn't happen in America. This is all staged because they do not want us to have nuclear power because it's cheap and efficient. They want us to have the most expensive electricity, and now it's going to become even more expensive as they take us into wind electricity and solar electricity. And this is what Barack Obama said. He said, if you listen to the speech he gave dealing with this episode in the Gulf, he said, this is going to change America forever. He's absolutely right. He is going to change America and destroy this country. That is his goal, his objective, but it's not simply his. It is the people who control him, and that is the Trilateral Commission, headed by David Rockefeller, whose nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, wrote the Earth Charter, and every American should read the Earth Charter to find out the plan. My number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and you go ahead, Carlos.
Well, Dr. Stan, I really believe this whole thing was set up to pave the way for, I believe there's some laws already in Congress called the Emergency Powers Act. I think that there are environmental laws that are going to be fostered upon the people. Just like 9/11 paved the way for the Patriot Act, we're going to see these laws being now fostered, imposed on people because we are the polluters. That's the message that the environmental movement is getting, that we, humanity, are the polluters. But what I'm most worried about is that there may be a depopulation agenda, a justification for a depopulation agenda, since we, the people, are being blamed as the polluters. You see, that's what I'm really afraid of. And I saw the Club of Rome and, the Limits to Growth Project 2000 report.
Sure.
It talks about the disparity between the population of the world versus materials of the world by the year 2000. The Club of Rome is out there trying to push their blame on people, saying that we are the polluters. All that in concert is giving the notion that somehow the Earth's population has got to be reduced.
Hold that thought for just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Carlos is saying that the agenda is to convince us that there's too many people in the world. We've got to dramatically reduce the population. Ladies and gentlemen, they're in the process of doing it today. Why do you think they're suppressing the effective treatments for cancer? How many people are dying unnecessarily today? Go right ahead, Carlos.
Well, and you know what convinces me even more, Dr. Stan, that this will deliver is because they need the...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake. But a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Absolutely right. But what you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that, and this is the position that I took, I'll have to admit, for a couple of years, that they knew the attack was coming and they did not try to stop it. But the truth of the matter is, Carlos, that those planes did not bring down the building number 7. Building 7 came down. It was a controlled demolition, and other scientists, if you go to the webpage, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, you'll find over 1,000 architects and engineers have said this Twin Towers was a controlled demolition. That's an entirely different, in other words, the terrorists simply had nothing to do with it. Somebody working with our administration wanted an excuse to go to war with Iraq and Afghanistan, and 9/11 was a very convenient excuse. And let me point out that if you read Richard Clark's book, he was the head of counterterrorism under the Clinton administration, he will tell you that the plans for the attack on Afghanistan appeared on the president's desk on September 10th. Anybody wants to see the pages, we have it. The plans for the attack on Afghanistan appeared on the president's desk the day before the September 11th attack. How convenient. Carlos, we're out of time. God bless. Good to hear from you again. I'm glad you got back safe.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Dr. Stan.
Good night. And this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you out in the audience to help us. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. If you're not in a position, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Let me remind you about the all-day conference on the 17th of October here in the Monterey Bay area. We'll be serving lunch. You'll need reservations. In the past, well, last year we actually had to turn people away because we couldn't take any more. You're going to have your reservations ahead of time. And if you want to get hotel reservations, well, before the price goes up, why, we do have a block of rooms reserved. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope many of you want to get the new DVDs by Alex Jones, The Invisible Empire, and Police State 4, and we recommend both of them. We think they're excellent. We have many of Alex's other DVDs. We carry Jesse Ventura's book, American Conspiracy. We have the last contingent, as far as I know. They printed 100,000 of them, and we got the last 20 of them. That's Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracy. And then, of course, to really understand what's going on, let me suggest several DVDs. One of them is The Secret Mystery Set. There's three DVDs, very professionally done. In fact, the first one, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, got a award for the best documentary of the year from one of the groups. But Chris Pinto does a good job. I happen to have a small part in all three of them. But Sydney, what I say is not important, other than the fact I point out that from the very inception of America, there's always been two forces at work. One was the Christian, the other was the occult. And until you can understand the dualism of everything going on today, literally nothing makes sense. And when you understand that there are two forces at work, then, of course, everything begins to make sense. You can get the DVDs individually, or you can get them all together at a specially reduced price. That's the Secret Mystery series. There's three of them, each one two and a half hours long. You need this information. We have the DVD. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, 4-hour, or 10-hour version, because, you see, many of our politicians have also sold their souls for fame and wealth and power and advancement, and just as the people in the rock music industry have. So again, the number 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And you can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day on the satellite feed. You can certainly watch our DVDs, read our newsletters, and then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, because we're involved in a spiritual battle, and this is what people don't understand, against truly Luciferian forces. But please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. Then, of course, I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Orlean Kula. And Orlean is the president of the California Eagle Forum and certainly a dedicated patriot who's been working very hard to educate people about this whole environmental scam, certainly about the Agenda 21, about the sustainable development movement. But she's written a book recently going into the deception of the European Union and how, of course, this whole same techniques that were used in Europe to take away the sovereignty of the nations there is being used here in the United States to take away our freedom. And, of course, this is, let's know, this is the security and prosperity project and program, and basically it has to do with forming a North American Union. Orlean, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be on your program.
Now, what's the title of your book?
Called By Stealth and Deception.
By Stealth and Deception.
And the next title is USA Transformation and Its Parallel to the European Union.
And I think people have to understand that they're doing it all by stealth and deception. So you pick up the story there. And basically, of course, you, your husband, was actually raised in Europe, and he has family over in Germany. And so he knows a great deal about how the European Union worked. Why don't you tell our listeners how they were able to sell the European Union and then the European currency, and then, of course, eventually the European a parliament with a loss of sovereignty to the people of Europe.
Well, the first chapter of my book tells about my husband growing up in Germany and how, as a young lad, well, first of all, he was 2 years old when the Second World War was going on, and I start my story by telling how his mother and he had to flee when he was only 2 years old down into a bomb shelter because Mannheim, Germany, was being bombed. And when they came out the next morning, their entire apartment building had been destroyed. The only thing they had left was a clothes basket. And so he grew up with these terrible memories of war-torn Germany. The public schools, of course, taught the students how terrible war was and kept telling them it was because of nationhood and how evil nations were. And the best thing possible is if they could form some kind of a community of nations, then they wouldn't have war anymore. And, of course, they grew up hearing about the European Common Market and how wonderful that was, this great free trade agreement between countries of Europe. Then my husband came to the United States to finish his education. I met him in college, and then he went on to get his master's degree at a school called Fletcher International School of Law and Diplomacy, started by Tufts and Harvard University. And, of course, there he was taught even more how wonderful a European community would be. So this was an indoctrination he had throughout school as well as university.
And it does sound really good. I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful if we didn't have any more wars? Wouldn't it be wonderful if people could live in peace and prosperity and people could get along? If, you know, we just didn't have nationhood and wars. People don't understand. The people who are pushing for world government are the people who created the wars. They created the Spanish-American War, the Boer War, the First World War, the war to end all wars. They created the Second World War. They financed Adolf Hitler. They created Vietnam and Korea in the First and Second Gulf Wars. And they're about to plunge us into a war with Iran to bring about world peace. Isn't it sound wonderful? Peace and certainly a prosperity for all mankind after the next war. We go right ahead, Orlean.
Well, it is amazing. In my book, I also have a chapter on the United Nations and how it was created and how it was promoted by saying we will be able to finally have world peace and this will end all wars Well, since the United Nations has been established in 1945, we've had 144 wars. Obviously, they are not about peace at all. In fact, they seem to be a war-making organization. And that's just as you mentioned, there's a great deal of benefit for these elitist world bankers and people who believe in global government from war. They like to create wars. They get lots and lots of money from putting nations into debt. And of course, war always brings about debt for nations. And they also can bring about an amazing socialist agenda through war and totally change nations. And that's what war is all about for them as well.
And I think that's really so important, is to understand that they really wage wars to change society. And of course, that was the significance of the interview I did with Norman Dodd, who directed the research for the Reese Committee that investigated the tax-exempt foundations back in 1954. And he tells the story, and you can hear that on my secret government four-tape set, about sending one of his assistants, a Miss Catherine Casey, to the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, to their where their records were stored. I mean, what a wonderful name, Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. But there, of course, going through the records in 1908, she found out that they had been spending the entire year, the members of the board, talking about how to change the world. They decided the best way to change the world was war. So then in 1909 to 1910, they began planning on how to bring about a world war. And if you read the book we've kept in print for many years, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, you will find out the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace actually spent a great deal of money during the First World War to get America in that war. They felt that having America in the First World War would bring about peace. America entered the war. We prolonged it for years, probably. You know, 5 to 10 million additional people died unnecessarily, and how many were wounded, all because the Great Tax Exempt Foundations, tying into this whole movement, were intent upon bringing about a war, because that's how you change the world. The tragedy is most people find it difficult to believe that anybody could intentionally want to bring about a war. And yet, of course, we can see this happening today as the American warships are steaming towards the Persian Gulf in preparation for what I fear, and I hope and pray I'm wrong, but I fear is going to be another major war.
So true. It kind of goes back to the book, 1984.
You go right ahead there. And we were talking about the coming war. Orlean, you go ahead. And you were just saying, go right ahead.
When you read the book, 1984, by George Orwell, that's exactly what the people were told constantly, that their nations were in war. And the next morning, they would have a total different enemy and a total different ally. It was constant war, and that's exactly what they want for us, to always be at war, because they can use up lots and lots of money, put countries into debt, and change society.
And basically, if you remember George Orwell's 1984, there was a building that was called the Ministry of Truth, and there were slogans on the side of the building. One was freedom is slavery, but another one was war is peace. War is peace, and that's how they're going to bring about world peace, by taking us from war to war. And you say, that's crazy. Well, we're not dealing with rational people, ladies and gentlemen. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview, because they worship a different God. Go right ahead.
That's very true, Dr. Stan. And essentially, that I have a whole chapter on world religion towards the end of my book as well, and that they not only want to bring us towards a world government, a world financial system, a world military, but they want a world religion for us as well, and it certainly will not be a Christian religion. And they're very strong about this, and it's amazing how we see already Christianity being persecuted in so many places across the world. And of course, Islam is being promoted as they would like themselves to be the world religion, but I think it was you who told me that you really believe that in the end they are going to be fodder for the world government and their world religion.
Well, I fear that there's going to be a terrible slaughter of the Muslim people because they're the one group that have not dramatically reduced their fertility rate. I mean, certainly here in the United States, for the white population, the Anglo-Saxon tradition is about 1.6 children per family. But when you take all the people coming into this country from South America, the Catholics from Mexico and from South America, why the average fertility rate per family is about 2.1 children, which is just what you need to maintain the population. But these Muslims over there, they're having 5, 6, 8 children per family. They even have 4 wives. So, and unfortunately, we're dealing with organized evil. And I fear that they're going to use the coming war to kill an awful lot of Muslims, that I hope and pray that I'm wrong. But everything makes me believe that this is one of the major reasons for wanting to go to war with the Muslim world. And remember, we're going to only just have a little war with Iran. Oh, it's just going to be a little short war. But when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. And so the prototype would be the Boer War, started in 1899, and everybody said, oh, this is just a Milner's Tea Time War. Milner was the High Commissioner of South Africa. And our boys will be home by Christmas, you know. Why, of course, those boys, they couldn't stand up against the British Army. The people in England thought this would be a little short war. They just didn't say which Christmas they were going to be home. And 3 bloody years later, with 100,000 British casualties, the war came to an end over the surrender of the Boers, but they weren't defeated in battle. It was just they killed the women and the children, and 28,000 died in the prison camps that were set up by Lord Milner and Cecil Rhodes and these other people who dedicated their lives to bringing world peace. And the way to bring world peace was to create wars, and they created the Boer War, and of course subsequently their people, members of the secret society Cecil Rhodes created, have been in power for every one of the wars that's followed. But go right ahead.
Wow, I did not realize there were that many that were killed in the Boer War.
Well, that was 100,000 casualties. They weren't all killed, but they were incapacitated, they were wounded, or became deathly ill and had to be taken out. But the British had 100,000 casualties.
That's amazing. Well, I do mention that, and I do mention the amazing power of Cecil Rhodes and his organization that he set up, and that's where the Rhodes Scholarships are coming from. And, of course, Clinton was one of those who received one of those scholarships and got thoroughly indoctrinated while he was in England, a little more than he had been before. So the Rhodes Scholarships are definitely teaching the same socialism that they would like for all of our people to understand for taking over the world. And that socialism is now being brought into our nation in such an amazing fast speed because of Obama, that we have had our nation transformed. And that's why I entitled the second title of my book, USA Transformation, and its parallel to the European Union. And that's what this is all about. They could not quite bring us to a state of a union under President Bush. We hadn't become socialized enough. You can't form a union of Canada, Mexico, and the United States when one country is not socialized and the other two are. So now under Obama, we have almost 60% of our nation under nationalization, which will probably happen with cap and trade. And, of course, the biggest part was the health care, which put a sixth of our nation now socialized under nationalized medicine. And it's just amazing how quickly this happened on fast track under Obama. So we are definitely closer to where we could now be transformed. And the third title of my book is The Parallel to the European Union. I believe we are being brought to the same state as the European Union countries, so that we can then be more closely knit with them. And there is a partnership that I do mention in my book called the Transatlantic Partnership that was formed when President Bush was in power, that is supposed to be completely finished in the year 2015. And this is what the European Union does whenever there is a union forming of other countries through a free trade agreement. They reach their big long tentacle across the ocean to that community of nations or union and form this tight network with them as well. So they are really the instigators now behind world government. And the people, these countries are being forced into this partnership, even though they don't want to. And I mentioned how they used such big bully tactics when they were trying to get the Caribbean islands to form a network with them. And they're forming this with the African Union, with any group of countries that have formed some kind of a community. The European Union comes in to prod them along and form this tight network with them. So that's where world government is now being pushed, is from the European Union.
This is really a very, very subtle method they're doing it, because first of all, the whole idea was to set up all these regional blocks. And this is part of a plan, first of all, the European Union, the North American Union, the South American Union, the Mediterranean Union, Near Eastern Union, the Far Eastern Union, the African Union. And then, of course, and all of these are underway today. Most people don't understand. These people are very well organized. They control the wealth of the world. They're going step by step. But now, of course, they've been exposed. They've had to take a little step back as far as the North American Union is concerned. The Trans-America Highway, the NAFTA superhighway, has been set back. And certainly there's a growing awareness among people that we are being betrayed by our leaders, people who have sworn to uphold our Constitution, who hate it. And so basically, you talk about the Security and Prosperity. What is the official name of that?
It's the SPP, the Security Prosperity Partnership.
Okay. What can you tell us about it?
Well, this was the next step after NAFTA, just as the next step after the common market was forming the European Community. Our next step after NAFTA was forming the Security Prosperity Partnership, and anyone that actually found out about it and questioned it, they said, oh, well, it's just a little step further than NAFTA, don't worry about it. That's what I was told by my congressperson, Mike Thompson, that, you know, this is nothing we have to be concerned about.
But this is what they did in Europe. I mean,
exactly.
They told people, this is only about trade. This is so we can have better trade, so you can buy things cheaper, so it'll be easier to travel back and forth. This has nothing to do with losing national sovereignty. And that, of course, they went along with it. Of course, what's wrong with increasing trade and being able to buy things cheaper? And then the next thing they said, well, of course, we're going to have a bureaucracy to look after this, and we're going to have just a parliament, and it's just going to be sure that this is the common market works well. And then they suddenly take away the currency. They have a European currency, and all this has to do with doing away with sovereignty, and it's all a lie. They know what they're doing. They're lying to the people. But most people are so gullible, they think, well, gee, he said that, he wouldn't lie to us. Of course they'd lie to them, because the stakes are so much bigger. They have to do with this one world government.
That's so true. I give several references in my book how the British people were lied to. They were, anyone that questioned, you know, you're not putting us into some kind of a union with European countries, are you? Oh, no, that's so silly. And anyone that actually used the word union before it was a done deal were ridiculed and scoffed at. But lo and behold, suddenly they found themselves in this union, and it was by that time it was too late to get out of it. And there are now 27 nations in that European Union. Well, that's the same thing that's happening here. And anyone that questioned the SPP and what its ultimate goal, what they were laughed at and scoffed at. But the ultimate goal is a North American Union. But as you mentioned, they are putting it on a little hold, and they're pretending it's dead on the wall and nothing to worry about. But it's going to come back when we're not looking.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people really understand what's going on. And they understand the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the SPP. They understand what's happening in Europe. And, of course, this is largely responsible for the financial collapse of so many of the nations in southern Europe that no longer they determine their own destiny. It's decided by the bureaucracy that runs Europe.
That's so true. What is happening to Greece right now?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Destroy the sovereignty of our nation by the subversive element working in Washington, D.C., that really wants to destroy our nation, destroy our Constitution. And so one day we will have the same freedoms that exist in communist China and in Mexico. And, of course, we will have the same living standards, as I always like to say. They want to certainly raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant, and then we'll all be happy and live happily ever after. If you have a question at all for Orlean, this is an excellent book. The subject really is the North American Union, the European Union, of course, which is responsible for the economic collapse that's occurring over there today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Sydney, Arlene, as you've gone through this, why, I mean, as you get into this, it just seems so unbelievable these things could be going on. And the average American has no idea that step by step, by stealth and deception, they're taking away our freedom.
That is so true. The first chapter of my book also mentions the various methods of deception that they are using, and I found most of these start with D, and so I lumped them together in, I call them the 16D strategy for implementing a stealth plan. And it is amazing how they do this. Would you like to hear some of them?
I would certainly like to, and there were 16 Ds, so you go ahead.
There's deceive, deny, distract and divert, deride and discredit, degrade, dumb down, use disinformation, duplicity, delusion, divide and conquer, dialectic manipulation to create a crisis, Delphi technique to form consensus, depression, despair, desperation, devolution, and deluge.
Well, you go right ahead and just take each one as you'd like to, because I think that you have to understand it is all deceit. It is all deception. If the American people knew it was happening, we would demand these people be tried for treason. Oh, but the trouble is they control the media, they control the legal system, they control the great industries, they control the banks, they control the corporations, they control the universities.
That's so true. Well, I think most people know what deceive meant. And, of course, I mentioned how they have deceived us by not even letting us know these things are going on. And then once we do find out, often they change the name. And the Security and Prosperity Partnership has now been changed to the North American Leaders Summit. And the Transatlantic Highway has a new name. The Texas Corridor has a new name. So whenever you find out something is really happening, often that's the way they deceive you, is just by changing the name. The second one, deny. Of course, when you do find out this is happening, they deny it, and they will not own up to it whatsoever. And that, as you mentioned, they did this in Europe until the European Union was a done deal, and then they could no longer deny it. The third one, they distract and divert you. And all of the amazing things that have been going on are, so many of them are distractions. The constant attention on war and all the various wars that we're involved in, that keeps the media's attention and the people's attention away from so much of the socialist agenda that is happening in our nation. And, of course, I think this huge oil disaster that happened in the Gulf of Mexico, I think this is a big distraction as well. And, of course, they are then going to use that to promote their cap and trade and all else that they're trying to do with it. The fourth one is deride and discredit. And they, as we mentioned, anyone that talks about this, Phyllis Schlafly, who was one of the first people to find out about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and Dr. Jerome Corsi, they have been ridiculed and put down because of their writings about it. And they will discredit anyone that they want to, who speaks out against their agenda. Number five, degrade and devalue America. Many of our children growing up in the public schools never hear anything good about our country, because if you're going to change the American way of life to a socialist nation, you can't let the children have a feeling of pride and patriotism for their form of government now. If you're going to bring about Obama's hope and change, you want the students to be ashamed of what they have now, so they'll be more willing to accept his hope and change. And number six, dumb down.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment. If you have a question for Arlene, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. You go right ahead, Arlene.
Okay, I was on number 6 of the 16 D's of deception that are being used to promote the agenda that our government has. Number 6 was dumbed down, and I have written actually a second book that is to soon be published following this one called The Incremental Chipping Away of the Once Great USA. And I have a whole chapter on education in that and what has happened in our public schools, how our, especially civics and history, has been greatly dumbed down, and even the ability for children to read has been dumbed down. So many of our young people graduating from high school are graduating with a third or fourth grade reading level. And as far as vocabulary goes, I remember teaching world history and English in seventh grade. There was not one of my five classes of seventh graders that knew what the word, what was the word? it was, my whole book is written to deceive. They didn't know what the word deceive meant. And I was just amazed. I wrote on the board what they were supposed to write in their journal for that day. Instead of using silly questions, I would have them write beautiful quotations in their journals and write a little paragraph explaining what that meant. And the word, the quotation I had on the board was, "What a tangled web I weave when at first I practice to deceive." And there was not one of these seventh graders who knew what the word deceive meant. And I was just amazed. I finally let them know this is like telling a little white lie, and when you've told one lie, you have to support it with all these other lies. And then you saw their little heads nodding. They had such an experience. That just is an example of how our vocabulary has been dumbed down.
And then it's so interesting. I've been part of my recent series of newsletters has to do with the poem, The Gods of the Copybook Heading. And basically, this is a poem by Kipling, but, you know, back in the 18th century and the 19th century, they had copybooks. They would copy the things in, you know, and they would always have headings there that had these eternal truths, like the one that you just gave. But that is how children learned, you know, that it's better to give than to receive, and all of this sort of thing, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie. These ideas were eternal truths. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Arlene Kula. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And Arlene has written a book called By Stealth and Deception. It deals, of course, with the European Union. It deals with, of course, the effort to have the North American security and prosperity zone. And basically what it means is foregoing our sovereignty and giving us the same sorts of freedom and prosperity that the peasants have in Mexico. That is the purpose of the people who are running our country today, because they brought this corrupt government to power in Mexico, and they want to join America. That's why they won't enforce the border laws. That's why they won't enforce the immigration laws. That's why they won't build a fence. They want a multicultural society. They want to join us with Mexico and give us the same freedom and prosperity that, of course, the rulers of Mexico have given their people. We're moving towards a two-tiered society where freedom as we've known it will simply become a remembrance of things past. Now, a telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Arlene, I want you to give your website. I want you to tell our listeners how they can get copies of your excellent book.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The website is www.bystealthanddeception.com, all written out. And that will tell you a little bit more about the book and the prices and also how you can order it. Or you can also go directly to the publisher. And the publisher is Ex Libris, just a big capital X, L-I-B-R-I-S. And the phone number for Ex Libris is 888-795-4274. And then you have...
Well, we always have to give your telephone number twice.
That's right. 888-795-4274. And then you ask for extension 7876. also found out last week that the book is now available on Amazon.com.
All right, fine. That's the easiest way, probably, to get it would be to go to Amazon.com and ask for Orlean Kohler, Stealth and Deception. That's probably, that should get you there. I just put in your search engine, Amazon, Stealth and Deception, or Amazon, Orlean Kohler.
And you first need buy. So buy, stealth, and deception.
Buy, stealth, and deception. Well, of course, with the search engine, fortunately, you don't have to put in all the words. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But it's amazing how far this process is underway. Now, things have been sort of pushed in the background by all the financial problems, the other problems. But believe me, the people on the other side have not given up the idea. Because of their intense hatred for America, the desire to impoverish our people. So, basically, it's only a temporary setback. They will continue until they've eventually accomplished their goal. The one world order, the one world religion, the destruction of Christianity. Because what energizes this whole thing is the hatred for Christianity and Judaism. You go right ahead, Orlean.
That's so true. I have been... one of the beginning chapters, I show the poster that they were using to promote the European Union. It's actually a poster of the Tower of Babel being rebuilt. And they kind of forget that it was Heavenly Father that caused the Tower of Babel to be stopped and broke up the countries and put them into nations. And it's God that believed in nations. And I give several scriptures, like I think there were 44 scriptures I found in the Bible that tells how God promotes righteous nations, but it is Satan who wants to destroy nations. But the European Union forgets about that, and I also have a picture of how their new parliament building that is created in France looks almost exactly like the Tower of Babel. They tried to recreate it for this parliament building. So they very much believe in a world government that King Nimrod was trying to promote back when he was building the Tower of Babel.
And I think that's such an important point. People don't understand the historical significance of what's going on. The people on the other side do. They understand that they are completing the Tower of Babel that Nimrod wanted to accomplish. The people who are doing this understand the strong spiritual implications of uniting the world in violation of God's admonition almost 4,000 years ago when, of course, that Nimrod was building the Tower of Babel. And, of course, God intervened, caused people to speak different languages, and then, of course, be dispersed throughout the world. But that, of course, was God's plan. And these people have been working for 4,000 years or more to thwart God's plan. And so this is why, of course, they will utilize this this picture of the incomplete Tower of Babel to represent the European Union. You can actually see in the Orlean's book pictures of this poster that was printed probably in the 1600s, 1700s about the incomplete Tower of Babel. And if you go to Strasbourg today, you can actually see the building where, of course, the European Parliament meets. And it is constructed as a replica of the incomplete Tower of Babel. And it should be so obvious to everybody. In fact, out in front is a picture of a woman riding a beast. Of course, these are all biblical implications. They understand what they're doing. Isn't it amazing that so few Americans understand what this is really all about or what the ultimate end result is going to be unless there are enough Americans who have the courage to take a stand? Because there are not very many people on the other side. They're just very well organized. They're very wealthy, and they hold the positions of power, but they do it only because the public does not understand. But you go right ahead, Orlean.
The last chapter of my book actually has all of the quotes from these elitists who truly think that they have it made now, and no longer are they even hiding their agenda. They are so blatant, and it's amazing how many quotes where they talk about creating a one-world government and this is really what they've been about from the very beginning. So if anyone doubts this, it's straight from the horse's mouth now. They are no longer hiding it.
And, of course, the thing is that they think that this is a fait accompli. In fact, they come right forward. And suddenly Henry Kissinger talks about the New World Order. And suddenly President Bush talked about the New World Order. And President Herbert Walker Bush talked about it. And suddenly Tony Blair of England, Prime Minister, and George Brown, the new Prime Minister over there in Great Britain, or was until he was recently removed, understand these people are so blatant about what they're doing. They want a world government, and of course the Americans who are involved in this are frankly subversive. This is a treasonous act. They want to destroy our nation. But of course, as long as nobody can bring charges against them, as long as they control the court system, as long as they control those the people who are on the Supreme Court, why, nobody's going to be able to speak out against them. And they have the power of government, and of course they have the spy agencies, and they simply kill their opponents. And ladies and gentlemen, these people are ruthless. They have no sense of right or wrong because they worship a different god, and they see nothing wrong with killing world leaders who oppose them. And that's the story of John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. That was what they found when they had the Church Committee hearings back in the 1977 period. But these people are in key positions of power in both political parties and make mockery of the democratic process. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and you go right ahead.
What you just spoke about, there's actually a group of these elitists who have formed, and they call themselves the Good Club, because they think they are such good people, and their whole objective is what they consider one of the world's greatest problems, and that is overpopulation. So their objective is to stop population. And some of the people who belong are, of course, David Rockefeller, Warren Buffett, George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City, Ted Turner, and Oprah Winfrey. And they are the wealthiest people in the world. They think that they have great high ideals as they are going to try to bring about population control.
But they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. This is the incredible thing about this. And of course, you can go up on the Internet and you'll see articles from places like The Guardian. Now, certainly if you saw this in the publication of the John Birch Society or something else, why you might be able to discount it. But here's The Guardian, a very well-reputable British publication, talking about the Good Club. It is the most elite club in the world, it says. Ordinary people need not apply. Indeed, there's no way to ask to join. You simply have to be very, very rich and very, very generous on a global scale. And, of course, then they talk about how this has all to do with population control, ladies and gentlemen. They really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world, if you doubt that. All you have to do is go to Elberton, Georgia, and see the occult monument there, and the fact that the media never tells you about that. They do not want you to know they intend to kill over 90% of the world's population. When you understand that, maybe you can understand why we're going to war, and very, very soon. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and go up on the Internet and just type in The Good Club. Go right ahead.
I also wanted to mention that this was written up in the Sunday Times of London, May 5th, 2009. So it made it in not just the New American Magazine or something else, but many other publications are talking about it. But I'm glad you mentioned those Georgia Guidestones, because I also have a picture of them in my chapter on the world religion that they are trying to create. And that is amazing. I think you were the first one that let me know that those guidestones even existed. And when you see what is written on them, you know that this is not a joke. These people are very serious about their intention to destroy populations. Right on the guidestone, it says that the population will be limited to 500 million people.
maintain the population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. The thing is that these people are deadly serious. They know what they're doing. This is an occult monument put up by the Rosicrucians, a secret society put up by a man who called himself R.C. Christian. He was a Rosicrucian, and of course this Rosicrucian movement ties in to this whole world occult movement, which includes the people from the Good Club, and certainly the Rockefeller family has been involved with the occult, as did the Rothschild family, and certainly J.P. Morgan, and certainly Henry Ford was deeply involved in theosophy. But this whole background of the secret society that Cecil Rhodes put together was involved in the occult. And most people don't even understand what the occult is today. They think it's something that has to do with Halloween. It doesn't. These people are deadly serious. Some of the richest people in the world are deeply involved in this world occult movement, and they have their wealth because they have sold their souls. Go right ahead, Orlene.
Well, I highly recommend your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, because that was a very eye-opening book for me to read, to tell about all these groups that really do belong to the occult, and that is one of their objectives, is a world religion, a limited population, and to put us down and to the level of serfs while they are elevated to our lords and kings over us. And they truly want to destroy the middle class and have a two-tier society. And they're very blatant about it. They think that would be the ideal world, of course, for them, but not for the rest of us. And what that will do to our United States Constitution, everything about our country that our founding fathers created for us, they would like to destroy all of that.
And, you know, I think you talk about, you know, ego. They call themselves the Good Club, as if somehow these people who create the wars and revolutions and murder and violence and torture are somehow good people. I mean, certainly they're the ones who are behind the terrible things that happened over in Iraq to innocent people. But they see nothing wrong with it because they're above the law. They're above the man's law, and many of them think they're above God's law. But I've got news for them. They're in for a big surprise when they stand before the great white throne of judgment. Because that, of course, if you read the Revelation, is the judgment of the damned. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Orlene Kula. We're talking about her book, By Stealth and Deception. And that is exactly what they're doing, is they're bringing about this North American Union, this security and prosperity community. Go ahead, Orlene.
It's called the Security and Prosperity Partnership. But what's so interesting, if you used to could Google FPP.gov, well, you still can. It still exists on the website, but it says that no further information will be added to this. It's now just an archive. So they truly are trying to make it appear that it's over and done with, that this is all in the past. Robert Pastor, I have a whole chapter on him. He was called the father of the North American Union. He used to be a professor at the American University in Washington, D.C. He no longer is there. The department that he was the head of is shut down, and he is off supposedly writing a book and part of a group called the Global Elders. And so they're pretending that, you know, this is all over with. You have nothing to fear. But the enemy has always believed in taking one step backwards while they take two steps forward. They're continuing to lay the foundation, getting everything, all their ducks lined up in a row. And part of that is to have our nation totally transformed to a socialist state. And under Obama, that is happening faster than we could have ever dreamed possible. So now we are on the same page with our socialized medicine as Canada and Mexico. Pretty soon we'll probably be on the same page with our energy. One of the goals of the Security Prosperity Partnership was to harmonize all of the American laws with Canada and Mexico, and we were to have an energy law that was harmonized with theirs. So that's probably what all this cap and trade will be about. And, of course, we were to harmonize our constitution with their form of government. Their form of government is a parliament. So Robert Pastor was having students from universities come and learn the parliamentary procedure system of government rather than our wonderful form of government.
And, of course, actually the people don't understand that when we talk about democracy, what you really mean is a system where, of course, whatever the government says, why, as long as it's done majority consent, is perfectly all right. But, of course, we are not a democracy. The miracle of America was we were a republic where the power of government was to be limited so men could be free. These people, these global elders, these elitists, don't want freedom. They want to tell you that, oh, my goodness, we're a democracy, and whatever the government tells you to do, you will do it, because we're a government of law, and we've got the military and police behind us, and we'll force you to do it.
And it was so interesting. The word democracy was never even used until maybe around 1930 as...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake. But a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know, because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Worthwhile getting and reading. It's available at Amazon.com. God bless and thanks very much, Arlene.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, I hope you're out there listening on this. You enjoyed this because it's vitally important. It's an excellent book. A lot of good references you won't get elsewhere. She's done a great job of putting this all together for you. So, by stealth and deception, by our guest this evening, Orlean Kula. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do need your help. Things are a little tight recently because so many of our regular and long-term listeners and supporters are having financial problems. So if you're in a position to step forward and help them,
would love to hear from you at 1-800-544-8927. Let me mention my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to get it. It will explain to you how it all fits together. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get the new DVDs put out by Alex Jones, The Invisible Empire, and Police State 4. Invisible Empire, Police State 4. We hope you want to get our DVD by Patrick Wood. It's called The Trilateral Commission. To see how this fits together, you certainly would want to get Constance Cumby's excellent DVD, The Emergence, and my four interviews with her on CD or tape entitled The Aquarian Conspiracy, because there really is a conspiracy out there. They will openly acknowledge there's a conspiracy, and their intent is to destroy the world we live in and replace Christianity with the religion that they follow, which, of course, is the worship of Lucifer. Many of them know this. They know exactly what they're doing. And if you listen to Constance, she will tell you of her conversations with these people as they express their hatred for God, the God of the Bible, and, of course, the hatred for the Bible. And understand, of course, that there really is a vast movement out across America. These people say they believe in God. I mean, if you look at the back of the dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust." But what God are they talking about? Why, of course, look at the emblem there, the unfinished pyramid capped by the triangle with the all-seeing eye. That's the symbol of the ancient mystery religions. What's it doing on the back of the dollar bill? It was put there by a man deeply involved in the occult. His name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and his secretary of the agriculture, Henry Wallace, who was a theosophist and a Luciferian. And this was the man who led America into World War II, telling the American people, "I hate war. Eleanor hates war. Even little father hates war. Why, no American boy, I promise you, no American boy will ever die on foreign soil." And he'd already made the plans to plunge us into a war. Just as today, they're making plans to plunge us into a war with Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, get on the radio. Tell people the war is coming. I don't know what sort of an incident they're going to use, how they're going to justify it, but believe me, they want a war with Iran. And at this time, it's insane. When you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end. Hope and pray that the war doesn't come to pass. Pray for the people over there in the Middle East. Pray for our brave soldiers who are over there. Many are going to die and are going to be used as cannon fodder by these elitists, the good club, the members of the good club, the members of the elite, who have a different world view because they worship a different God, and they want a one-world government and a one-world order and a one-world religion. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Cindy, we hope you'll go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs on the Internet. They're 9 hours a day. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get it and get it to other people. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 5 July 2010. Hope you're prepared to remake your world. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the way you want it to be. It can be your way in your home, in your own mind. You don't have to reflect over all the nasty news. Well, if you're listening to television over the weekend, you've probably had your share of, well, still McChrystal and whether or not they should have let him go. Who cares? And Petraeus, he's now in his new job. Okay, and your point is, we're still hearing about the Russian spies. Oh, yeah, day 77? Yep, still leaking. Everybody's kind of getting acclimated to it now. When we can start putting days on it, it's just sort of just happens, doesn't it? Well, lots of things pro and con as to what's happening in the Gulf right now. In fact, not much in the way of what is positive news for the Gulf. And I think we should kind of stay away from that news. People are tired of it. They're hurting about it. They don't want to hear any more about it. They realize there is something underway that is far bigger than anything we would have imagined. The question about is the sea floor fractured, that continues to be a major story. And life goes on. Well, it doesn't for those in the Gulf, though. And now we've got Feinberg in there. He's got the guy with all the money who was supposed to be the president's right arm to hand out the money. And now it turns out he's working for BP. Anyone understand that? Feinberg is working for BP. Oh, that's a good sign. As if it made any difference which side he was on. It's all the same side. Well, the stock markets were down again on Friday. It's not looking good for the Dow at all. Of course, it's closed today, but it's not looking good for financial markets. People are starting to get it. It's not working. It's not coming back. There is so much frustration right now, so much pain, anguish in people's lives. Where do we go? In the next 2 hours, you're going to hear an interview with two people that made that decision. Two people that said, we're going to remake our world. Kevin and Donna Johnson remade their world. They walked away from good-paying jobs and said, we will find a way to make it happen. It's all in your head, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just cover a little bit of the news with you. They've rejected Ron Paul's audit, the Fed bill. Surprise, surprise. Healthy food obsession sparks rise in new eating disorder. A lot of you have asked me to cover that story and sent it to me repeatedly. We covered it before it was a story. The healthy food obsession that has a new name for it. We'll talk about that. The ACLU issues warnings for travel to Arizona. Civil Liberties Group cautions that the new immigration law could lead to warrantless arrest. Do you eat butter or do you eat margarine? If you eat margarine, please stay tuned to this. This is a story you need to hear about what is in your margarine. Vitamin D deficiency, likely cause of increased rheumatoid arthritis cases. And now, the baby-making industry, the news coming from the baby-making industry is that it creates children with malformations, and parents are not told about these risks before they engage in it. New information that a healthy diet cuts Alzheimer's risk by 40%. And 95% of the preventive mastectomies offer no benefit. What are they thinking? And then, major story in the Globe. Don't normally cover Globe stories, but guess what? You're going to be shocked at what the major front page story is. We'll be back after this 3 minute break. We've only got 1 hour with you today, so let's enjoy it. Stay tuned. 3 minutes. This is the Power Hour with Joyce Ryan.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal diseases, just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. LivingStream's probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour 877-